Welcome back to the Route 401 Show. My name's Ali.
My name's Ryan.
And my name's Ali.
Why are you so quiet?
I don't know.
Go on, Ali. Because
it was mid toe call process.
Go on,
you
Ali,
know,
Ali,
like,
carry on.
Like, oh. Like crunching them toes of his, bro, as he takes off his shoes in the fucking studio. Is that why you put air freshener in the room?
Definitely.
No. Oh.
Because you lot smell.
That's oh.
Never knew that.
Never knew that.
Guys, what's changed since last week?
It's been fucking blitz for a week. Snow was lovely on
what
Sunday.
What's changed?
The weather, bro.
Yo, fucking weather. Bro. What else have we got to talk about
when
as Londoners,
mate? When have we ever had snow in before, like, Christmas festive season? Never.
Fucking hell, it was kicked in early. Nice. But anyway.
It's kicked in.
No, Sunday, bro. After Sunday night, after our victory.
Wait.
After our victory.
Wait.
That tastes like promotion.
But yes, it's official. We can talk about it now. The KCO Regents have been promoted to Division One football. Thank you very much. But yeah, no, it's honestly a good feeling. I was out with the team after the game, obviously victory and that. And it started snowing. And let's just put it this way. If you're from London or anywhere south of England, it's been icy the whole week, hasn't it?
Yeah. No, you know what's mad? It hasn't been snowing up north. Normally,
Midlands haven't got snow.
Normally, snow comes from up there downwards, and we get it last, and we get like the little sleet,
the little shitty snow.
But yeah, this time it seems like we're the ones that have ignited.
No, they only
the
snowed for like one day, and then
but
it was a lot. We've never had that much.
It was heavy snow, but then I think the fact that the rest of the week was like what, zero or a single digit the whole week, if not negative, bro. It's like it's not going away. I'm looking at my street sometimes. I'm like, bruv, you're not snowed again. Why is it still there? Like, I'm looking at rooftops, cars.
We're looking at it like, oh my God, so much snow. And meanwhile, people in Canada, like this thick snow.
Bro, it goes up to their chest high and shit.
And like, they still carry on their life with it. Trains still run. Cars have the right
tires. You know what it is? They have infrastructure. In the UK, what have we learned, bruv?
Oh, it's a shit.
We ain't got shit. We've been striking every day of this month.
Remember that guy? You see that video of the guy walking in through the front door? It's like, bro, I fell over in the snow. And his boy was covered in snow.
Like
his
face.
Boy opened his door.
Oh, yeah.
His boy opened
that,
the door.
That wasn't real, though, was it? That was like a little TikTok.
Probably. Yeah.
Probably no, but bro, it's fucking real. How many men have slipped? Like, I can't, like, I have to put my hands up, bro. Which day was it, bruv? Monday, bruv. My street was too slippy, bro. I was off.
Did you land on your ass, though?
Nah, thankfully not, bro. Like, them ones, you know, your feet just give out. You're like, you do that little 5 second dance, innit? And then you catch yourself like this, you're like, I was lucky.
And you look around to see if anyone's looking.
I was so lucky I didn't fall forward and I didn't fall backwards. I was like in some weird position. Like,
turned into Spider-Man.
And the other day we clocked.
You start looking at your fingers. Spider.
Bro, freaking hell, do you see my story? Like the day of the game, bro, when we were walking to the pitch here, we just saw bare spider webs in like a corner. We just recorded. They were all iced up. I was like, wow.
Oh wait, that was real.
It was real, bro.
I thought that was a decoration.
Yeah, mom's awful.
No, it wasn't. Bro, I shit you know, it was so cold on the way to our game. Like the snow, the spider webs had like ice on it.
I thought that was I thought that was Halloween decoration still left.
Like it's not Halloween, it's December, bro.
Yeah, but it was left over, innit? Like.
No, man. Seriously, bro. It was literally, it snowed up. And then we played the game. And I remember someone on the sideline literally went, yo, there's ice on your eyelashes. I was like, I can't even feel them. Everything was cold at that point. I'm like, swear. Like,
can't lie, it was it's been icy. It's been an eventful week.
And for sure.
It's coming to an end. And also the World Cup's coming to an end. So that's sad.
We're gonna, Third place, when's that taking place?
Tomorrow.
Not tomorrow.
Tonight.
But if you think I'm here, if it's
Friday
tonight.
Saturday, no?
You need to see Morocco beat Croatia.
By the time it's out, maybe... the game's done.
Yeah,
we're
fingers crossed it's Morocco, because if you didn't know, the higher you finish in this tournament, the more money you get from FIFA. And with the amazing performance Morocco's done this World Cup, bro, that's only going to further and develop more ballers from Africa to do their thing.
And we've
I was going to say, today it got confirmed that 32 clubs
next
tournament, innit?
Yeah, literally just about to say. So we've been rewarded by FIFA the Club World Cup venue for this next one, 2023. So Real Madrid, you know, it's basically Champions of Europe, Champions of Africa, Champions of Asia, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
That Chelsea won last year, remember?
Oh,
the Club World Cup.
Yeah.
So we're going to host that one. Morocco are going to host it. They gave Morocco the hosting rights today.
Oof, that's good. That's going to bring so much money in.
To be fair, I've never understood it. Until Chelsea won it, I never knew it's even
a thing. So basically...
Well, how does it work?
In 2025, they've changed it now. So 2025, there's going to be a new 32 team tournament. Yeah. Basically, it's going to be like the Club World Cup. So it's going to be like the World Cup, but club version. But
so it's
like
Champions League. But
it's a,
people are saying FIFA are just doing it because they just want to make as much money as possible.
Yeah. I can't. Like, I'm for it. So I'm guessing. No, let me guess.
I like it.
Best footballers from Bundesliga. Around,
but it's just never got attention. Like no one cares about
you
it.
You know what it is?
It's like the Community Shield,
like,
bro.
Like Ali said, right? It's a good thing. It's cool.
Yeah.
But you just can't fit it in with the congestion of fixtures. You know, it'll be played mid-season.
Okay, so basically,
it'd be like the World Cup, 64
the,
games.
The Club World Cup, it's been around for a long time, right?
Since 2000, it was put
but
in.
But no one really cares about it. But since Chelsea,
I'll be honest with you, it's the first time hearing about it, bro.
You care about it if you're partaking in it. Because if Arsenal qualified, you would want to win it.
But I don't basically, even remember when qualifiers happened.
This
never
happens.
Been a big deal. Like until Chelsea won it, and Chelsea fans made a big thing about it.
But this is also the thing. Oh.
That's that post they posted up with like world champions.
Yeah, world
isn't
champions.
It?
Otherwise, guys, like, what, since when was this like a notable
but
trophy?
That's the mad thing, isn't it?
It's always either your domestic trophy, the Champions League,
or international,
and
if it's like World Cup or something.
Yeah, or like the FA Cup or something. Another domestic big title.
One sec. The only place
it's true that FA Cup, Premier League.
No, he's valid as well as where do we hear the term world championships come from? NBA, NFL, like it's
but this is not common in the world
of football.
But this is world champions. This is the thing, right? Now, this is another thing. In the UK, or maybe Europe, but I think some countries are okay with it. But we feel very entitled to think, I don't mean anything. Whereas in countries like Brazil, or let's South America in general, in Arab nations, in Asia, this is a big tournament for them, bro.
Facts.
But in Europe, it's almost like, because we've got all the superstars.
We've got Champions League, we've got
FA. Nothing, you know?
Damn, mate, are we that spoilt for choice?
Are, because, right, this is what happens, right? The winner of the Champions League automatically qualify for it.
Gotcha.
Winner of the
Prem
South American
Copa de America.
It's the Copa de Libertadores or something like that. You know, the big one. Mm. Then you've got like the North American thing. You've got the Asia, Oceania,
MLS,
and Africa, African Champions League. Like, you know, every continent has their own Champions League. Sure. Mm. Now, about 8 teams qualify for that, right? But the Europe...
So it's an 8-team tournament?
Basically, but the Champions League winner, because of Europe's status, they automatically qualify for like the semi-final, right? And also the... then the rest play against each other
knockouts.
In like knockouts. Then they qualify for the semi-final. So then you've got the Europe one, like let's say South America win it, Arab one win it, and African one win it. So as a semi-final. Then the winners play in the final. That's it. Then you're world champions. Because the only reason you qualify for it is because you win the top domestic cup within your continent.
Mm. Okay, I kind of get it. It's like an all-star of the best teams
from
different
people
leagues.
People say, Real Madrid, for example, they're playing against...
Real Madrid
they're playing against
the most, right?
They're winning the world championship by beating an African country. But it's not the point. Real Madrid had to win the Champions League in order to qualify for it.
Fair enough. Yeah.
That's
okay,
the thing.
So I do get
we
that.
We feel entitled
then.
As Europeans
so,
because
so
we're like,
about, okay, so
nothing.
Chelsea have won the Champions League before.
We lost. We lost in the final against a Brazilian club.
No, I'm saying previously.
Yeah.
You guys have won the Champions League. Also, when you went to the World Cup, you guys.
When we went to the Club World Cup, we lost in the final.
Which is
I remember.
Why I'm guessing no one. This is the first time an English team has actually
Man
won
United
it,
have won it. Liverpool have won it.
So why was it never a big deal then?
It was, but you didn't really care about it because you're an Arsenal fan. You don't look on social media.
But even Man
even me as a United fan.
Even United and Liverpool, I've never heard them gloat about being
world champions.
They do.
I've heard them gloat about the Champions League, and I've heard them gloat about the Premier League.
I'm gonna go into my office right now. Fat check this.
When you see them pictures of Van Dijk sitting there and he's got the Premier League, Club World Cup, Super Cup, and the Champions League, bro. Come on, that's how they do it.
No, it's there. Obviously, it's there. I'm not saying.
So basically, it's a way to win the triple because you automatically qualify for the Super Cup, which is the Champions League winner and the Europa League winner, and they play, and then you also qualify for the Club World Cup. That's basically what it is. But the new format is 32 teams. There'll be like 12 from Europe. 6 from Africa, 6 from Asia, 6 from America. People obviously saying, ain't going to work. Oh, and 2 invited clubs. So that's going to work. Real Madrid, come along.
What's this league called again?
The World Cup.
Club World Cup.
Club World Cup, yeah.
So it's getting a lot of backlash. I think
now that it's become such a big thing and it's all over the news now, I feel like it will be a big deal when it does start.
But
like,
also the Super League
no one cared when Chelsea won it. Why did Chelsea fans make a big deal about it? Because they did that, now when the next one happens, with more teams able to qualify for it now, it will be...
But how do they qualify
deal.
For it? It makes no sense now. Now well, it is, doesn't feel like...
I guess we're going to find out.
I said to my friend today at work, I was like, look, I'm happy Chelsea have won it now before they've changed the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, because now...
Because now you can always say you've got one.
We've got one, yeah. But
it's your first one, chill
let's
out.
Let's think about it, right? It would be really cool, right? But I just don't see it happening because of the congestion. It's not like the Super League, because the Super League was, okay, you, we're going to be in our own league. Mm. This is, I don't know if it's like an every 3 year, 4 year thing.
I guess this is to compensate for having a Super League. So they're still technically.
Yeah, but this is FIFA. That was clubs in general.
But you know what? Morocco's, it's not the first time Morocco's hosted. Morocco hosted in 2014, and 13.
Yeah. We hosted the Bayern Munich's win and Real Madrid's win. I remember Marrakesh.
Keep up, boy.
Yeah.
He's not too far off. He's not too shabby.
Yeah. But look, it's just another way for FIFA to make their peas, you know. And they are the
as a fan, though,
people.
Forget the whole European fan base. As a fan, can you hate that, though? Because in my head, that just it's more games of football. More games for us to watch.
But also, how many injuries are we seeing nowadays?
No, I don't like. Yeah, exactly. Because I'm like, I'd rather Arsenal focus on the Premier League and the Champions League than the Club World Cup. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
But you might not qualify. We don't know how the qualification works.
True.
If there's 12 from Europe, how does that work? Is it going to be whoever makes it to the round of 16 is going to. Mm. Do you know what I mean? It's just dumb.
And also, it's about protecting players as well, isn't it? Because like, we're going to see so many great players come up with shorter careers because they're just being overworked so much.
Yeah.
Do you get it? Like the legends that we've had previously, people like Messi and Ronaldo, if they had to play this many games early on in their career, maybe they would have had a shorter career.
True. Very valid point. It's a very valid point. That's a great way to end it on, I think. Not the show. So if you are listening and think we're ending, make sure you subscribe because we're trying to reach 250. And Ali looks like he's dying to talk about something. So I'm going to let him
for it.
Take over.
Well, do you remember a few years back, we were in what was known as a global pandemic, right?
Don't talk about it, please.
And do you remember those WhatsApp messages going about those?
What about the lasagna being made in
London? Wait. The home remedies and the malaria tablets that you get that could save you from the COVID-19? Well,
they've still picked that up.
Someone's been found guilty and he's not done too well for himself. Preacher found guilty of fraud after selling oil as a bogus COVID cure. He was selling that for 91 squids a piece, bro.
Wait, what type of oil, though?
Just oil, bro.
Olive oil.
Bro, you know, like...
Bro, I can't lie, a lot of pastors are frauds.
Pastors made money. This guy made 91 squids per person, bro, and he's just been jailed for it, bro. Bishop Climate Wiseman, bro. Not so
bro,
wise.
Bro, I can't lie. A lot of pastors are frauds, bro. You've seen them videos of them like doing like step overs and then someone falls over.
Oh, you're talking about like the African Facebook video ones,
no,
bro.
They're like America, bro. They're like in America, some of them. I know like a lot of them are in like Nigeria and stuff like that. But bro, it's going to America now where they fool people and people believe it and they just donate so much money and next minute you see the pastor in a Lamborghini.
Yeah.
Like this guy, $91.
Bro, a big scam. Bro, it's not the first pastor we've heard in the UK. Pastor Toby from Spac Nation. Like,
I'm
offending
like
Fendi, bro. This guy, like, he would make his, like, sermons talking about drip, bro.
It don't matter,
in Fendi.
He's like the halal, what's his name? The one who got bagged. Hush Puppy. The pastors are like the halal, like the halal Hush Puppy, you know? Because when they ask him where the money comes from, it comes from the church.
Hey, this is money from God, you know? It was donated to me, God. Man. It was donated to me.
It's not as bad as Donald Trump saying you should drink bleach or some shit. Do you remember when he
I mean, technically... Wait. Yeah. If we're thinking about...
Have they tried bleach?
I mean, with everything going on right now, yeah, in the economic climate and that, bleach is cheaper than 90 quid oil.
Bro, 91 quid, wasn't it? 91 quid.
91 quid, sorry.
Inflation. It's been a while since we've
said
that.
Those 91s add up.
So, on his website, he like this guy had like a very good plan when he set this up, right?
No.
He set up a whole website. No, bro. You think he's like your typical pastor, you know, in church saying, hey, come back to me at the end of the service and I'll sell you some, you know, holy goods. No, he had a website set up. And on that website, he was like, acts like an invisible barrier to the COVID-19 virus. So he's like sugarcoated, bro. This guy should go to jail, bro. Like,
that is like every pastor you see online, man.
Bro, he used like religion for his own monetary gains. I feel like that's when as people, we've got to like wake up and be like, yo, what's the ulterior motive? Like, what's going on here?
Look, I'm not trying to speak on other religions, but a lot of pastors, they tend to do this where they take advantage.
Yeah, they do take advantage,
and when people question it, they're like, no, this is like,
but are you not
surprised?
Yeah, we spoke about
no,
one.
You
today,
know what?
But we
you know what? We shouldn't be surprised though. Like when you deep it, a church, a mosque, a synagogue, all of it is a sanctuary for religious people, right? Like it's a place where people go to connect with God. Yeah. And all of a sudden, you have this man, this pastor, this imam, whatever in front of you, and he's the guy that's breaking down your scriptures for you, I feel like you're in a vulnerable state there. Like, you're literally true. There and you're just like, whoa.
You have to believe them.
And whatever they says, you're like, yo, you're smarter than me. You're wiser than me. Therefore, I should just give you whatever you ask. Like, yo, donate to the church. Donate to X. Donate to Y. Donate to Z. Like, hey, this little remedy, this holy remedy is going to cure you from COVID. This guy's out here, like, making profit. Really and truly, like, he's building yards home, man.
True. The only pastor I know is Italian, bro.
Luigi.
I can't, like, the first couple times you guys said it, I was thinking pastor.
No, yeah. He like, you know what? Like, you meant to pronounce it pastor. This guy's like pastor.
Pastor Toby.
Pastor Toby.
Wait, but that I've seen this subject come up a few times on
like frauds media, and stuff.
No, but it's more of a question I'm gonna ask you guys.
Hit me.
If you could remove any crime from the face of this earth, as in this crime won't ever happen again, but it would mean you have to commit this crime at least once, and no one can ever do it again. What crime would it be?
I thought we'd done this before.
No, we haven't.
Oh, I must have done it to someone at work. I copied JME's answer.
What's your
That's a tough one.
I said perjury.
What's that?
Like lying in court.
That's an easy one, though, because I was thinking that as well.
Deep it.
I haven't seen JME talk about that one.
Lying in court, because if you
get found out lying,
you can't lie in court. No, if you can't lie in court.
Once you lie once, no one else can ever lie anymore.
So now when you go to court, you can only say nothing but the truth. So then the criminals will get caught. But you have to commit.
Oh, that's way too techie, bro.
Bro, you're not going to say rape, are you? Because then you've got to do
it. Why not? Why? Do you want rape to continue?
Yeah.
What?
Because I'm not trying to commit.
Take him to court.
You know what scenario that reminds me of? You see that new game this week, right? High on Life.
Yeah.
And where there's the train tracks. Rayan just said, nah, I'd rather not do it. So the crime can continue. He'd rather sacrifice 5 people than himself.
Do you want me to rape someone?
You're the one man on the track and there's 5
but
other
people.
But
it won't never happen again.
But at the same time, you're going to eradicate that crime for life.
Bro, there's someone watching, you know. I don't care for the greater good. Unless he's spoken to me directly and said, you need to do it. In order for it to not happen, then I'll do it.
No, that's a holy man. We can't tell him that.
We tried to put him in a hole.
This guy went, not today.
Not today.
Like murder, for example. But...
Who would you murder?
I don't want to say this in a bad way.
I'd murder.
But you wouldn't want to murder because there are certain times in life where murder is normal, like
war,
things like this, where or a sacrifice. What if someone killed your mum? Now you can't murder him. Someone kills your whole family, your wife, your 3 kids.
Damn.
Your mum, your dad. You're telling me you're not gonna want to get revenge.
You can't get vengeance.
You can't murder
because the crime's eradicated now.
Valid point, right? I know.
If we're gonna go back to the subject of God,
I know. Like, but you've got that fire in you, and you know you can't. At the end of the day, if you know you can't murder him, you can probably beat him until he can't move, and then still alive.
Wait, slow down.
Make him live in misery.
Still alive. He's just on a drip for the rest of his life.
Slow down. One more kick and he's gone.
All right. Well, look, guys.
That's actually a good debate. I can't lie.
I like that debate. Thank you for bringing it out. And another thing I want to bring up is my man Drake. He's changed. He's decided to basically ice out his neck by getting 42 diamond engagement rings all in a necklace to show how many times he's proposed to someone.
It's kind of embarrassing.
I mean, we're not talking about rings, bro. These are iced.
Wait, you're talking Bust and Rolly Avalanche,
bro.
No. Okay, cool. I get he's trying to... I think in his mind, Drake thinks he's the coolest guy on earth. Where
kind of is.
Nah, bro. He's corny. Oh, it's so corny.
He's like...
You're telling me man's proposed 42 times.
Oh.
There's 42 rings, bro.
Man's
it is kind of cold.
Listen. He's thought about proposing. He's thought about proposing 42 times. And he hasn't gotten married. And he has one baby mum who was a porn star, which got leaked by a diss track from Pusha T. And now he's put it all on a necklace. Star. You didn't know who she was a porn star?
No. I just thought she was a regular.
No. There's a reason he hid Adonis from the world.
True.
He was embarrassed.
No, but he was hiding the world from his baby mum. Not hiding his kid from the world.
Pusha T kind of helped him, though.
I think it was that push he needed to like actually show.
Push T gave him that push.
Oh, I didn't even clock that. No, but like it kind of helped him like bring it to the world anyway without him having to announce it. It was like,
yeah, but at the same time,
and no one cares anymore.
No, but deep it. At the same time, if that was your deepest secret, right? Not the exact your deepest secret as of right now.
Yes, brother.
Another person releasing it to the world. Yes, you're able to overcome it, but did you want the world to know? Were you ready for the world to know?
True, but like, I feel like he probably wanted it to happen anyway. Like he wanted to announce it, but no one cares anymore, do they?
No, but also bear in mind, it was that shame and embarrassment because they were going through back and forth dissing each other. After Pusha T done that, bro, it was finished. It's finished. And only recently, Drake has replied to Pusha T on that Jack
Harlow feature. Too late.
Only just now. I thought it was about 5 years ago.
It's too late. About it. That recent song he did, I don't even know what it's called.
The Pusha T album dropped when we were in college, bro. Let's put that into perspective.
No, but you know what? They asked Pusha T in an interview, what do you think of, like, Drake finally responded to you? Like, what do you think of his response?
Was it finally?
And Pusha T's response, he just laughed. He goes, bro, like, after what I did, that's his response. I don't need to reply to that.
Jab now,
and I was like, bro.
That, you know why? Bah, jab. He executed him.
Pusha T's like, you got to come better than that. Like, yeah. That's not even worth replying to. I've still won the debate. Like,
True. Yeah, Pusha T.
Anyway, I just think Drake's corny, bro.
How old is he now? How old is he now?
Fair enough. Okay.
Mid-30s? Almost 40.
No. Guys, let's think of it from a different perspective. What message do you think he's sending to the world? By showing
he's
like,
just
yo,
trying to floss, bro.
Bro, he's got how's too
that
much
a
money,
floss though?
Bro.
Wouldn't most men find that like an L though? They would be like, shit, I proposed 42 times, and they've all been a no.
It's almost this character he's playing now because look at his last few albums: Certified Lover Boy, and what's his recent one called? I forgot.
The one with 21.
Yeah, the one with 21.
I don't know, but it's a picture of a girl on the thing.
Honestly, Nevermind was second, and then it's the trilogy.
Oh, I think he just got so much. He's just got so much money.
Nevermind. She.
I thought that's his album.
She.
Her loss.
42 times.
You see what he's doing?
And he's got all the diamonds on it. Like,
maybe it's for something that's coming up. You never know. He is. I mean, look, he's an owner of a lot of things. It could be thanks to Top Boy. We never know because Dushane might propose 42 times. We never know.
Think of it from, put yourself in his position, bro. You're a man who's got pretty much whatever the hell you want in your life. As much money as you want.
Got a fucking plane.
Man's got a b-ball court in his yard. You want to play basketball? Come to my crib, man. Like, he's that guy.
Got anything, bro.
He's got good music albums,
he's
right?
Really cool.
He can pull a lot of women. He can. What do you think he's trying to show to men? He's showing men something, bro. I feel like he's like, yo, I proposed 42 times, so what?
Wait, is it 42 times he's proposed or 42 times people have proposed to him?
He's proposed, man.
Damn. Do you think it's like official proposal or more like in a jokey way, like, babe, I want to propose?
But you get another bust down diamond just for a fake proposal?
Yeah, maybe it's just his exes or people he's had flings with.
Bro, so much money.
That's a lot of exes, bro. Bro.
I mean, for Drake, we would think the numbers were in the thousands.
Bro, deep how much money he's got Drake, out. Bro. Ali, deep it. It probably cost him, like, let's say, 2-3 million for this necklace, right?
So what's that, like, £5 at Bossman?
What I mean, yeah.
£5 for him, bro. Like,
I thought you meant £5 per thing. I was bad. But no, I know what you mean, right? So look, he could have just done it. It's just publicity stunt. Now we're talking about it. It's in the news. He's more relevant now. It's these little things. It could have just been a publicity stunt.
I mean, it's tough to compete.
Until I see it around his neck, I don't believe it.
It's tough to compete with people like Drake, Kanye, though.
Yeah.
Kanye is in the media, so he's got to do this corny ass shit so he could bop. He's like, shit, Kanye cussed the Jews. I can't do that. Let me get a bust down.
I think Drake knows he's a meme and he plays the part. He does it on purpose. And like you said, like he knows it's going to gain attention. He knows there's going to be memes out of it. You know those memes that... Drake the type of guy to say, geez Louise.
He loses 100 grand. Geez Louise. Man.
Yeah, do you remember when he was playing roulette on live? And he would win like 20 mil. He was like, yes! Cool. Where's a shisha pipe? You know, like, what?
Where the hooker at? Where the hooker?
You just want 20 mil.
To a normal person, that's fuck. I don't need to work tomorrow.
M's, bro.
For him, it's like, okay, cool.
That's his royalty check from Spotify over the last month. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? But talking to celebs, you see Michael B. Jordan, he's now part owner of Bournemouth in the Premier League.
Yes, sir.
What have we been saying this whole time in these podcasts? I'm telling Americans
are
going to
take
over the Premier League.
Bro, they're gonna keep buying teams until they can call it soccer.
This is 100%.
And then there's
going to
be another civil war.
You know?
Wait, there's going to be another civil war, bro. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, like,
what do you think? Why would a basketball legend want to own a football club?
Wait, he chugged the drink. You might as well say he's a Super Bowl winner,
bro. And he's a like boxer Ryan as well, isn't it?
Oh, he's a boxer too, was it? Like WBA, IBF. Yeah.
I mean, he's Austin McBroom's wife's ex as well.
If I was Austin, I'd his peak.
Austin McBroom, you know his wife, yeah. Catherine. That was his ex. They were dating before Michael, before Austin. Yeah.
I think
that's how she became like known because they were.
Yeah, duh. Okay. In the eternal words of Ray J, I hit it first.
But yeah, so like they bought a full 100% ownership in Bournemouth.
Okay.
And like I think that's like 50% now owned by Americans in the Prem. We said it in the pod, and we're saying it again. 75% minimum will be owned by, and the rest will be Qatari, Saudi.
I feel like more Arabs will invest though. It's kind of like Arabs are already like.
I know, but I feel like Arabs are not going to like jump in the UK too much because of how the UK treat them.
Yeah, facts. Like, they'll spread their wealth.
There's a thing that said Qatar are thinking about their investment choices in the UK because of how the UK, basically during the World Cup, the UK were meant to promote Qatar, like the country, and they haven't been doing it in like the underground and stuff like that. And now they're apparently they're...
Because all these companies are PC wankers,
now thinking. They're now thinking about their own... Because they own Chelsea Ricketts, I think it's called. They own Harrods. They own 25% stake in Heathrow.
Yep.
Bro, so many things they invest
major in. Complexes in Chelsea.
Yeah, I think it's Chelsea Ricketts.
Something
called.
Along those lines. But yeah, they have a lot and of stake bro. In the UK.
Oh, the Shard. They own the Shard as well. Yeah.
Mm. So like, the disrespect they've gotten from this World Cup, bro, and just because it's like, oh my God, this is not the status
they bring
quo.
In,
let's disagree.
They bring in a decent percentage of revenue for this country, bro. So look, we want to talk about cost of living and all that, bro. If they pull out, this country's then going to need to borrow more and we're going to get end.
I mean, we're shafted already, bro.
True. Al, you've only got a few minutes until you have to hit off soon.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you guys a question, right?
Yalla.
So you have a meeting at 12 o'clock. It gets pushed 2 hours forward. What time is the meeting?
Wait, say it again. 12.
So you have a meeting at 12 p.m., midday. Someone says to you,
10 a.m.
Alim, I need to push the meeting forward 2 hours. What time's the meeting?
10 a.m.
Good guys. I like this.
I almost said two.
Now, if I say it gets pushed back.
The fact that you repeated the question made me think no.
All right. If it gets pushed back 2 hours, what time is it?
You said the same thing again. Push back. So it's gone back in time. 10 again. Oh, push back. Push the meeting back.
Excuse me. I was like,
wait, what did you first say?
First said forward.
Shit, I didn't even need that. I heard back twice.
No, when you said you said the same thing, I was like, wait, do you mean it has the same answer? Like,
click for social media.
No, got me.
So there was a thing going around that said someone was videoing like all
bastard.
The it was videoing all the people in the office asking them the question. A lot of people said two, a lot of people said 10. But it's 10, like you said, because it's weird, right? You think forward.
I hate it when people talk like that.
Because
let's push the meeting back to 10, all right?
Yeah, put it back to 10 a.m.
Yeah, no worries,
put
bro.
It to 2 p.m. Just say it, bro. Yeah, say the time.
I know what you mean. Because
hey,
you
I'll say it right now. I'm dyslexic, so if a person did that to me, yeah. I'd be tripping bollocks, dyslexic. Bro. I've been told you, bro.
You didn't know?
No. What's the symptoms of dyslexia? Can you, like, see my hand, like?
Oh my God.
Is it like where things become... I need to know what's the symptoms.
Is that, let's say if he's like...
Numbers get jumbled up.
Like if I put 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
No, it's more like...
God.
He's more likely to make typos when on WhatsApp. Put it like that.
But he never does, bro. He's good.
That's because he's got autocorrect.
On steroids. Anyway, what was I saying?
No, let's say if he's reading, like, it might take a bit more longer time reading. Let's say,
or like numbers, I might be doing like math problem and then the numbers I flip at the end. That's dyslexia, bro. My guy said if your hand is full.
Bro, I never do that, bro. Wow,
it's good to know, man. See, this is rule 411, bro. Open and honest conversations.
I hope things get better for you, man.
This guy did a JJ moment, bro. Hey, right. My brother's autistic.
Are they giving you medicine?
How?
Bro, you know JJ got told once, hey, can you say hey to my little brother? He's autistic. Hey, man, I hope your brother gets better.
I've seen
that. He had one of those moments, bro. That's Ray for us, guys.
Yeah, by the way, Al, nice meeting you.
Salut, my man, sending me home, innit? Like, I've been demoted. See you later, ciao.
Nice to meet you, Al. Don't worry, guys. Ali will be back next week. He's got some very strong...
That's if you want him back. No.
So please let us know in a poll. So yeah, Ali has to shoot off. We can't say the reasons why. And I'm gonna move here. And I've got a topic I want to talk about, Ali. So, have you watched I don't know if you've watched it, but we mentioned about it last week briefly about the Somali girl. Have you watched Too Hot to Handle? Or do you know what it is?
It's like the Netflix Love Island is what I've heard.
but more extreme. So basically, too hot to handle. Four seasons now. I just recently watched the fourth season, right? So basically, what it is she's gonna sound mad to say it, but they get like the horniest slash wildest people in the villa, and they don't know what they're doing until they're there. Now, what they've done in this season is they've changed it because people know what too hot to handle is, and they know, okay, this is too hot to handle. I'm not going to sign up to it. They decided to...
Wait, okay.
They decided to make a fake show called like Wild Life or something like this. And then when they got there, and they're thinking like, this is lit. There's like five guys, five girls, all from around the world. And then they told them, it's actually too not to handle, and they were like, no, like this. Now, I watched it, right?
Wait, before you continue, because I saw tweets about this, and people were saying, why is it everyone that's on Too Hot to Handle doesn't know that they're on Too Hot to Handle? Why are they all acting surprised when the hosts come out and say, hey, you're on Too Hot to Handle, like they didn't sign up for it?
Like, first season, get it. New, brand new thing. No one knows what it is. Cool. Second season, I think they got away with it because maybe not everyone watched it. Third season, I haven't watched it, so I don't know how they did it.
But are they legally allowed to do that?
Well, they can, because...
Like, they tell you they're on... Isn't that, like, misinformed? Because what if they say, oh, I don't want to be on Too Hot to Handle?
But I reckon behind...
Surely they can just leave, right?
Yeah, I reckon behind the scenes they could have done that, but they probably knew, look, at the end of the day, I'm on Netflix. You know what I mean? I'm going to... And they probably got paid, like, a flat fee, like, $5,000 to be on it. You know what I mean? End of the day, you're going to be
but
on
not
it.
Even... How many people are on the show?
First 10.
So out of 10 people, not a single person thought about not doing it?
Well, no one did. Because they all stayed. Basically, I watched it, right? And it confuses me because basically what happens is there's like a 200 grand prize fund. And the aim of the whole retreat is that they spend the month there and they build deeper connections, right? So they don't want to always do the physical stuff, i.e., you know what, I'm not going to say it. Now, obviously, because these are the wildest people, and we have to remember, for people like us, we don't think about that stuff because it's just not important, right? But these guys, it's like their life, you know? They don't have girlfriend, boyfriend, this and that. They just see you later.
Yeah.
Now, in like 2-3 days they were there, basically like kissing someone is like $3,000, gets taken off the price. So every time someone does something, it's a rule break and the prize fund goes down. So everyone has to be, and it counts for everyone. So that's why everyone's like, come on, man, like, you can't do that. You know, like, you're doing this.
So every time someone saw some form of intimacy.
The more severe the thing, the more it costs.
Okay.
The last thing ended up being like 25, 30K. You know what I'm talking about. You know, trying to keep it PG on it. So, bro, it went all the way down to like 80K. So they've spent like 120K on doing things because they can't even hold themselves from doing stuff, bro. Deep it. These people are so done in the mind that they can't last a month. Bro, they can't last a month without kissing someone that they've only just met. Bro, some guy literally went in the shower and, you know.
No, but you got
bro,
you got to see
after
that
like 3 days together. And you know why she did it? Because she wanted to make a statement to him that he loves her instead of this other guy.
I get it. And I know you're saying it's absurd because these are people you don't know. You've just met them, right? Yeah. But the thing is, if you've watched shows like Big Brother or like True. I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, where they spend like a month, or sometimes less, sometimes.
But
more,
these are not
like
wild people.
Or even Foot Asylum's locked in. Yeah. No, but what I'm trying to get to is, you know what they all say. Although it's Foot Asylum locked in is a good example because the contestants this year, some of them said, "Oh, guys, like you guys might just think, oh, it's just 2 weeks. How can you be moving mad? Like, how can little things like that annoy you? Or it can't be that hard. It's just 2 weeks, bro. When you've got nothing to do all day and you've got the same people around you for that long, 24 hours is a long time, bro. You don't spend that much time with your own family. Sometimes.
Maybe 12 hours because I think like." We don't see it, but I think like the lights get locked off at like 9.
Yeah.
The lights come on at like 7, and they tell them to do stuff.
Even in Foot Asylum locked in and Big Brother, the producers come in like when the mics are off and the cameras are always rolling. Yeah, but obviously, yeah. They're not gonna show that, are they? The producers do come in and they like sort stuff out and blah blah blah. But in terms of this, although a month doesn't seem like a long time to know someone, when you're trapped one area, bro, one day feels like 2 or 3 days. Do you get it?
True.
So even though you've only known someone for 2 weeks and all you can do is talk to each other, There's nothing. There's nothing.
But deep
to
it, bro. There's 200k prize fund.
But everything that's in the back of your mind, your deepest, darkest secrets, you probably end up talking about. And this person feels like you haven't got anyone closer than this person. You feel closer to this person than you do to your own family, than to your own best mate, than to your own siblings, whoever. So I can get it. I can get
200k prize fund, bro. And you're spending 20k. You're spending 20k to like kiss twice and do a bit of intercourse. 20k, bro, and you're ruining it for everyone else. And like,
the thing is, look, but when you're watching a show,
but then it's a show as well.
Obviously,
they're probably telling them, look, guys, we need some action. We need something to piss off the thing. But it's like, bro, this is one thing before you said in the show, right? So like, let's say, you know, like Beta Squad's video where they sort of talk to them one to one while the video's playing. Like they do it after, but they like,
Oh yeah.
They do that, right? So like, for example, this guy called Creed, right? He like had these two girls on the same fling. He never told them the truth. He was saying, I want you, but then told them both that he's told them that you're my only one, right? And basically he would like, they would do the interview while they're showing the thing. And he's like, oh, I don't know what to do. Brother, you've already done it because we know you have. But they're like, he's interviewing like, oh, what's Lana's like the assistant, the virtual assistant, right? And he's asking him to like choose which girl he wants. Like he has to choose. But he's in the interview while like middle of the thing, like, I don't know what to choose. Lana's put me in the spot. Brother, you've already done the thing. It's so like, now we need to realize these shows are literally made.
No, but another counter for that though. Because I've learned this from the people that were on Foot Sam Locked In Again. Apparently, every morning, they get you to go into that room where they interview you, and they ask you questions. But when it's actually aired, they chop it up and they show it throughout the day. So you've actually answered all the questions in the morning. And throughout the day, they might ask you to come back. Let's say something's just happened. They might ask
like
you.
Big Brother, Big Brother's the only one that's
Big
real.
Because
they bring, no, because Big Brother, they bring you into that room at the moment. You know, they Alib, come to this room.
No, but I'm saying when you answer, let's say you've answered a question when they've told you to come into that room, even if it's halfway through the day, they might show that answer a few days later.
True.
Do you get it?
Because the thing is, right, this is the thing.
And that's reality
TV, what they do on this show, it's all dramaticalized. Like, for example, you know, like when I ask you, like, let's say you're a girl, right? And we're talking and you're asking me a question, like, what do you want to do? And I'm like, Alim, and like there'll be like a 5 second like break, you know, like where it's just like looking at him, like not saying anything, like looking like, and I'm looking like this. In real life, they're just talking like back to back. But in the show,
they put like awkward silences.
And then there'll be the interview in between where he's like, I don't know what to do. And like they're still looking, and then like it'll be like a one word thing he says.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, we have to realize these shows are dramaticalized for our viewing. Do you know what I mean? A lot of them.
Did you just say?
Dramaticalized. Dramaticalized? That is a thing, right?
Dramatized.
Dramatized. The show. Dramaticalized. The show is dramatized.
And you just made fun of Ali for being dyslexic, bro.
No. The shows are dramaticalized. No. Dramatized.
Yes.
These shows are dramatized, like, for our viewing, right?
Yeah.
A lot of them come out. If you notice, a lot of people come out and they say like, look, it's not what you think. The show's editing made me look like I'm a boring guy when actually I'm always talking to people, stuff like this. Mm. So that's what I always clock. But look, these shows, I don't know, because I feel like...
Would you ever do it? Like,
No.
Okay, not too hot to handle, but let's say something like Big Brother or Locked In.
Big Brother, I could. Locked In. Yeah.
Locked In and Big Brother, same thing.
I haven't
thing,
really
right?
watched Locked In, but... Like
Locked
stuff
in
like
is
Love
Big
Island,
brother, but it's just 2 weeks.
Stuff like Love Island, yeah, just that's too, bro. Come on, we can't do
that. No, I wouldn't. We can't.
Like it's against our whole, you know.
No, not even just that. I just wouldn't. I don't even watch those shows.
No. I've stopped. I used to watch.
I only watch something like Big Brother, I'm a Celeb, or Locked In. Only if there's someone in there that I like.
You like, yeah.
So the last time I watched I'm a Celebrity, bro, I don't even remember. I'm a Celebrity, get me out of
here. Barely watched
last
it,
time
bro.
I thought I'd watch it when Mike Hancock was in. I didn't even watch it.
Not even one episode.
I didn't watch it. I saw the clips on Twitter of when like they were making fun of Mike Hancock.
Love Island used to watch
last
it.
Last time I watched
not
it
now.
Was when Amir Khan was on it, bro.
That was funny when he ate the strawberries.
Yeah, he ate the strawberries.
Like, don't tell them. And then he said they got the question wrong.
That was iconic. That was. And then I watched Locked In because this year they had like a lot of good people in it, like Billy the Goat, Max Kadar, Chip.
Nightscape. There was a lot of people.
I didn't know who Nightscape and all that.
Who Nightscape was?
Destiny, Destal.
No, I remember Nightscape. Sorry, it's a fly. I remember Nightscape. We were at an upload event, and he. I think I killed it.
Were you Bruce Lee?
No, Logan Paul. You don't get it. There was a thing where he done. He filmed like a dead rat once after his whole Japan thing. Yeah.
What a weirdo.
Yeah, we can get onto him, but Logan Paul was just lost in it. I remember it was an upload event, and this Nightscape guy, he just appeared out of nowhere at the end, back in like 2017, and he like bring this like mattress, right?
Was he big back then?
He was up and coming. It was at the time, I don't know if you've seen his videos, where he was like climbing on top of things. He was climbing
on top of
Canary Wharf and all that. So his videos were blowing. And he bring like some mattress into it, right? And this is where like no one could be in. Like a lot of fans for the YouTubers couldn't be in. So it was only the people that were invited there. So at the time I was at Rebel. he was like, yo, everyone come to this main area. I'm going to do a stunt. And basically, so like imagine like another floor. So like there's like a, not a balcony, but you know like where the barriers, so like it's almost like a circle thing, and then there's the bottom floor, like a stage. Imagine like a stage in the middle, and you can watch from the balcony from the top. So he's put a massive mattress in the middle, and then he's up top, and what he's gonna do is he's gonna flip from the top, land on the thing. But every time, everyone was surrounding, and then when he was gonna do it, the security kept stopping him. So as he's running, so about to jump, security are jumping in front of him, like, yo, no. So it's ruined, because health and safety, all this stuff.
Oh, well, okay.
And then when he had a time, he quickly done it, flipped, landed on it, and then he got kicked out. But yeah, that's when I knew who he really was.
Why did he
was.
Get kicked out though?
Because they told him not to do it.
Oh, so he wasn't meant to do it anyway.
No, but you know how he is. Like he's a free thingy. What do
he's
you call
a rebel.
What are they called? The people. Parkour. Like he does parkour and all that stuff. Like he probably climbed bloody Canary Wharf.
Free running, innit?
Free running. It's more like that, yeah. But. I didn't watch Locked In, but I hear that guy is being like this. Yeah, he's a
good,
funny guy.
He's good.
He's a funny
Nightscape
guy.
Nightscape was really annoying.
I heard it. Apparently,
it was so jarring, bro.
Look, so at the end of the day, we only see clips. He might have been a nice guy in there. Who knows?
Nah, everyone said he was jarring.
Fair enough.
Everyone said he was jarring.
One thing I wanted to bring up. Have you seen the game-changing thing called... It would have been perfect if Ali was here, because he deals with tech.
Okay.
Have you seen the new thing called ChatGPT?
No.
Oh, shit. Should I bring it up when Ali was here?
What is it?
It's the craziest thing ever to happen right now. It's an artificial intelligence app that literally you put anything into it, you ask it, it will come to you in seconds. Detailed. You tell it, write me a 5-paragraph essay on quantum physics. It just does it all for you, bro. Perfect written, no plagiarism. Bro, everyone is getting their assignments done, anything they need done, even coding, bro. People put their code in. What is this coding or Python, all that stuff? How do I do this? Does it all for you.
It's almost scary how advanced it's getting, though.
Free, no, cause as well, not paid. Free to do, and it, like that, it's changed the world. People are literally like... Why didn't this come to me sooner? I've gone through uni. Bro, I'm not gonna lie. I put one of my assignments in and asked a question. Bro, it gave me a question and it was the right answer.
Like, have you seen Rick and Morty?
Nah, but I know what it is.
Do you feel like the AI is going to become so advanced that to a point where it has feelings? Or it thinks it has feelings?
What's Elon Musk got planned? Look,
Elon's bear tap, bro.
AI is getting dangerous because it's getting to the point where we don't know what's going to happen. You know, he's got the whole Neuralink thing. There's probably things out there right now that we don't know. Us, people listening, we don't know what's going on right now. There could be something mad in the plan.
Oh, I saw this scary video. There's
jetpacks.
Where they had Morgan Freeman speaking.
Oh!
But it wasn't him speaking, bro.
Bro, it was like, this isn't me. I might not even be real. And the guys.
And it wasn't real.
Yeah, it was.
It was the AI generated Morgan
Freeman. People
have
been doing that for time.
But it looks so real. No, but you know why it's scary? Imagine when, like, they kill world leaders and we think they're still alive. And they get them to do, like, speeches and stuff like that.
So, like, you sound like the Ukraine president, for example.
Yeah.
He could. Like, people say he's hidden in a bunker
But he's actually on a video that looks like he's on the front line. It's like, but that could just be green screen. But like, it would have to.
No, but the AI is so advanced, bro. They look, it looks so real. You can't tell if it's fake.
Well, you think Tupac's still alive?
Nah, he's dead. He dead. He definitely.
Jeffrey Epstein. He's still alive.
No, he's dead. He's dead.
You think?
You know why?
Sure, everyone loves
people
his island.
People like that have know too much information about too many important people.
Well, all the billionaires are dying on the ocean. I think we spoke about that. But yeah, AI is getting dangerous. And I think Elon even said in the podcast, I think maybe with Joe Rogan, where he said like AI is getting too well done. Like it's being too, it's too good.
I won't
and
take
it's scary.
Everything Elon says is gospel. True. Though, because he's a hypocrite himself.
Yeah, what if he's trying to play his act as this cool billionaire, cool tech guy, but actually he's doing a madness?
No, but I think he's losing that popularity, bro. Did you see him on Dave Chappelle?
He's not losing all the popularity. He's losing a lot of supporters of certain people.
Yeah.
Like, because he's releasing all the files about Biden and all this, saying he's rigged the election.
No, but he's very hypocritical as well. Like, when it comes to free speech and stuff like that, he says there's free speech, but doesn't really mean it.
True.
Because if you say anything about him, he'll remember.
Yeah, I'm the owner of Twitter.
Do you see when he came on stage with Dave Chappelle and everyone was booing him?
I haven't actually seen the
clip. Bro, you
it's recent.
Yeah, it was so bad, bro. He came on stage.
I think I remember someone saying they got booed out of Dave Chappelle.
In his hometown.
What's his hometown? His hometown, South Africa.
No, but I can't remember.
In America, where he's lived.
Nah, basically. It might have been in South Africa then.
Because they want some peas, that's why.
He said it was in his hometown. But everyone was booing him. And then Dave Chappelle just made a joke about it. He's like, a deal's a deal, Musk. He's like, you guys can boo him. I'm friends with a billionaire. I'm friends with the richest man on earth. Like, Dave was just making jokes about it, right?
But imagine being the richest man on the world.
Anyone that was releasing that video of him with Dave Chappelle on the stage and Elon getting booed, Elon was removing them. Elon was removing their accounts. So it's like, yo, what happened to you one saying...
freedom
speech,
of speech,
that blah blah.
Within the TOS,
someone posts something about him that's slightly embarrassing, he removes it.
Look, at the end of the day, it is what it is. If you was the owner of Twitter, someone's tweeting shit about you, and it's getting a lot of traction, would you not want to remove it?
Not if I'm preaching
freedom of speech.
Yeah,
true.
To get it.
All right, we touched on this a little bit earlier, Logan Paul. Yeah, because he's a podcast. I'm joking. he came. I haven't seen the full podcast because I ain't got time for that.
Never have I. I've just seen that clip.
But there's a lot of controversy about him and religion and him dissing George, his co-host, about religion, saying like, I haven't seen it, but what it looked like, he was, it's almost like, because he's Logan Paul and he has his power, and it's almost like, you work for me rather than being a co-host for me. It looked like he was asserting his dominance on him. Like, where he could be like, a Jew and Christian is going to go to heaven if Allah is real. Yeah. Or if Jesus is real, is a Jew going to go to heaven? You know what I mean?
He does disregard
it's
it.
It's the
a
way
lot.
He's
and
saying it.
He admits it. He said whenever he says something, he says it intentionally.
Yeah.
That's what he said. And
he has
he
to
does
now
disregard
after
feelings a lot. And George was saying, no, certain topics you've got to tiptoe around because you don't know like when you might hurt someone's feelings sort of thing, or when you might offend someone when you don't need to. And he's like, no, I'm still gonna say it how I want to say it, which is wrong, because when someone says something about him,
yeah,
he's going to feel a type of way about it, and he doesn't like
it. George was saying, like, some people who he's not friends with respect him more with his religion and his opinions than Logan, who's his best mate, doesn't care about his religion. Like, Logan's been getting a lot of backlash.
But that's what I think. I don't think Logan has bad intentions. I think he's miseducated, and he lacks a lot of knowledge on the subject. And it's good he has friends like George around that can probably teach him those things, and it's good that George has people like Logan around to, like, vice versa, teach him the opposite things. So.
But the thing is, Logan, this is the problem, right?
But that, you
it
know
didn't
like
look good. It didn't look good on his behalf.
It doesn't.
The way he was talking,
people are so quick to cancel him, and they're like, "Oh, Japan, Logan's back."
Do you think that Logan should have looked at this, looked at the episode, and maybe saw, okay, this could be controversial. Let's. Not released.
In the
this.
Moment, it's hard to.
But it's not in the moment, though, is it? It's not a live podcast.
It's pre-recorded.
This is like us recording right now. We could not. We might not release this.
I mean, but it was a good clip. It went viral.
Good clip, but he's getting bro.
Let me
see how many comments there is now on this video.
I don't think he'll get cancelled. I don't think it's going to cancel.
Let's have a look. It's looking. I wouldn't say it's not looking good for him, but you know how if it gets on Twitter, Twitter's the place where it can really go off. So it's still up. The video is still up. It's got 19k comments, and yeah, you know a video is controversial when all the top comments are like paragraphs, not single line sentences. It's, you know, honestly, shout out to George for not backing down and being open and honest about how he feels instead of letting Logan bulldoze him. Logan owes George an apology. That was absolutely disgusting. Someone said, like, this comment section is filled with love for George, and that's what's up, but much love to Mike as well. You can feel through the screen how much of an understanding and aware friend Mike is and how much he has grown tremendously. Like, it seems like the audience are really backing everyone bar Logan. So that is not looking good for him, but I see what you mean about the whole, he could lack education on it. Yeah. But then there's the whole thing of people were saying, look,
it's the way
a lot of people said he is like a puppet. He's on his last legs.
He sounds insensitive on the subject.
He's on his last legs because of the whole, look, you've been cancelled once, we bring you back, make one mistake again, you're done. You know? And that's the whole thing about...
This could be very bad for him.
It could be because of...
If it messes up Prime... And
KSI is punching his bag right now.
No, I reckon KSI would just become the face of it on his own.
Logan would still be there. He just won't be a face of it. He would just be a part. I don't even know if they're the owner of it.
But I guess they'll have to announce that, yo, we've removed Logan Paul as a partner.
Yeah.
We've paid him out of his share. And yeah, it's just KSI.
No, I don't think it's and then KSI that deep. I think it's just something that will be spoken about for the next month.
Yes.
Until... he'll go to like some religion class or make a donation to a cause, or you know,
or he'll just carry on like nothing happened, because eventually people just
he could do that. Yeah. Maybe the next, you know what is going to happen,
and then the next episode
that's going to be released is going to, they're going to have a talk with George and Mike, a nice chat about this and this religion, or he's going to do a true Geordie and get Ali Dawa on and talk about religion, you know. And what's going on with True Geordie now? I don't even know.
He's back. He's just carrying on like normal, bro.
But, you know, I had to combat it. You bring the two Muslim guys from the online world on. But look, that's what you got to do. That's what you got to do.
To end it.
Go on.
Shall we slap a beat on Jordan Freestyle? All
right, go on. go on.
Get the headphones.
Get the headphones.
Wait. I'm gonna throw topics at you, yeah?
Yeah, wait. Topics. I don't even know how to rap in the first place, and you're giving me words. You think I'm Eminem?
No. It's just the top. It's just to help you.
Okay. No. You. I'll try first. Let me try first. Yeah, give me for one topic. Go.
Rebel.
I don't know. Yo. Riri in the house. I'm not talking about bad girl. I'm talking about me, Riri. Yo. Yeah, I'm a rebel. Come like a rebel. I'm a devil. I don't know what I'm saying. Let me just.
Come on, yeah. Let's go.
All right. Yo. I'm a rebel and I'm gonna get the treble. Not Liverpool, I'm Chelsea. We've got the treble, but it ain't a real one. It's the fake treble. Champions League, Super Cup, Club World Cup. It ain't a real treble, cause that's the FA Cup and the Premier League and Champions League. But that ain't gonna be the same anymore, cause FIFA changed the rules and it's gonna be a 32 team in the Club World Cup. They're all in for the money, but I am not very funny. Alim, come and get the beat. If I don't, I am gonna be on the retreat. I have never spat bars before, but this sounds cool, so I might do some more. I am on the beat. I don't know what I'm gonna eat. That didn't rhyme, but that's fine.
It did rhyme.
If it rhymed, then I'm gonna be on my grind. Alim, take the track now, or I'm gonna throw up on this. I thought that was good, you know.
It was getting there. It was a little improvement.
I'm not a rapper, but I'm not a rapper.
And on that note,
what? You're not doing it. You left. Ah, cool.
I never said I was just DJing. I was just and on that note, thank you for listening to the Route 411. We'll be back here next week.
Yes, we will.
Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe.
And happy holidays for those celebrating.
Holidays.